The only social media I follow really is Instagram, and I've got a position there, Paul W. Smitsta. Paul W. Smitsta. And I follow it because it's just so easy. It comes up on my phone automatically. And from time to time, I see a very proud Chad Livengood from the Detroit News, now doing such a great job. But I see his love and respect and excitement of being the father to Madison and his competitive dance and all of that. But I've been meaning to ask you, Chad, if you don't mind, and I'm only talking about this because it's public knowledge on your Instagram account. You read to Madison's, I guess, fourth grade class. Were you nervous before you did that?
No. I mean, I do a lot of public speaking, so, you know, I'm well versed in that. So
go ahead. And you what? And I have.
I also have a stepson too, Henry. So I navigate two children, so I figure I can navigate a class.
Well, you know, it's funny because I remember when I read to Sophie's class back in, you know, like fourth grade or whatever, and Kim pointed this out to me. It was about the most nervous she'd ever seen me when I was getting ready and practicing the book I was going to read out loud to these kids. And I happen to talk to a lot of people all the time.
Right.
And yet I was more nervous to do that than anything else, but you weren't. So good for you. Good for you.
Yep. I handled it.
I've been meaning to ask you that since I saw that in the Instagram. All right. So the headline was something. I don't have it. I cut it out, but there's so many papers here. The headline was basically Whitmer's good government moment of truth has arrived, and you're going back to something that she had said a long time ago.
Yeah, so Governor Whitmer, as Senator Whitmer, the minority leader for 4 years under Governor Rick Snyder, had been a major opponent to a practice that the Republicans in the legislature started about 20 years ago. After the Supreme Court ruled that any bill that has an appropriation in it is an appropriation bill, by that means it cannot be subject to a voter referendum. And the constitutional founders of the folks that crafted our Constitution in 1962, 1963, they intended, it seemed, that they did not want appropriations bills that fund the government to be subject to a voter referendum in the ballot box, so that we didn't turn into like basically California, where everything gets sent to the ballot box and the legislature is powerless. Well, the Supreme Court ruled about 20 years ago that a bill that has an appropriations can't be subject to a referendum. So it started, the lawmakers started just putting up $1 million here into a policy bill, and there would be a bill that would be changing some type of state policy. They would just throw $1 million into it, and it was a technique known as referendum proofing, or making it immune to a referendum. And Governor Whitmer was a huge opponent to this when she was a state senator, and when she ran for governor. And in her first State of the State address, she said, "I will veto any bill designed to get around the voters' right to referendum." Well, fast forward, now Governor Whitmer is in charge of a fully Democratic-controlled state government. And the legislature has a bill to repeal the right-to-work law of 2012. And this bill passed the House last week, or both, there's two bills, each have $1 million appropriation added to them for so-called education of the law to basically, and this is exactly what the Republicans did in December of 2012.
Which she called a mockery of this institution when the Republicans did it.
That's right. She did that. And I mean, this is not that hard. We have the receipts. We can find all the comments that she made against this at the time. So this is why I framed as the moment of truth for the governor is she going to veto the right to work repeal bill if it has an appropriation? And this bill is moving fast. It went out of the House last week. I would expect that it could go through the Senate tomorrow and be on the governor's desk on Wednesday. Or the other option for the governor is that she could actually line item veto the money out. and, you know, scold the legislature and kind of move on. She did this when the Republicans were in control in her first year. There was a bill for giving money to people who are wrongfully imprisoned when they, and once they get out. She line item vetoed the money and said this is a policy bill and there shouldn't be $20 million stuffed in here. Go through the regular appropriations process. That's what you can do with educating people on a new law like the lawmakers are trying to justify for this. So I think this is a pretty interesting moment for the governor to see whether she really sticks to her word here.
Wow, it is a big deal. But what I guess from what you're saying, and if I understand this correctly, Chad Live and Good Detroit News, this is a moment of her saving face. But on the other hand, in her second term, does she feel she needs to save face? Has anyone asked her about this? Does she have an answer yet about this?
She has not gotten asked directly about it, but her spokesman was kind of wishy-washy. He said, well, we're keeping an eye on the bill, not really committing to one way or another whether she was going to hold true to her word that she would veto bills like this. And so it's an interesting little conundrum they seem to be kind of in now, and we'll see how they do. The other thing that's going on here is that the big business interests, namely the DeVos clan and others in West Michigan, have already signaled their interest in doing a constitutional amendment to put right to work into the Constitution, and essentially take this to the ballot box. So there's not a lot of real it's unclear why you would want to try to make this repeal bill immune to a voter referendum if the proponents of right to work are just going to turn around and try to get a constitutional amendment rather than having the law repealed, try to get it baked into the Constitution. So then it can't be subject to the whims of legislatures and governors that change parties every 10 years, which this is what happens.
Governor Rick Snyder put this into effect 10 years ago, and he has spoken out already. He feels very strongly that this is going to close the door on new businesses coming to Michigan. I guess we'll see. Appreciate your work always, Chad Livengood. Keep up the good work there at the Detroit News. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul W.
We continue here on this Monday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes at 729.